Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lizette, Uber had a real tough earnings report yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. It was a rough quarter. They had signaled it was going to be difficult, but they wound up losing $1.8 billion. That's a lot better than they did last year when they had a bunch of expenses for their IPO. But this quarter, revenue was down 29%. Mobility was way down, 67%.
Wow.
But delivery surged. It was up 103%, which is kind of what you expect, you know. People aren't going anywhere because of the pandemic, but they are staying home and ordering a lot of food and other items.
So can drivers make as much money delivering food as they could driving a person to the airport or work?
What we know is that there's a lot of more opportunities. So it's not an issue of can you make more doing this or the other one. It's where is the work? And if demand is down, by 70%, and actually in some markets like San Francisco and Los Angeles, ones that haven't returned as quickly as, say, ones in Asia and in Europe,
mm-hmm.
The demand just isn't there. So it's a question of do you want to deliver food or nothing.
So you think if this pandemic continues for another year, will they become more known for their food delivery service than they will for rides? I mean, is that going to change the whole business model for them?
Totally. Yeah, that's exactly what they're looking at. They're looking at these two. They even renamed Uber Eats into delivery. So it's not just delivering food, but Uber has, you know, retrenched, some of their other bets, that they've had with, selling, their electric, electric scooter division and some other things. And so they're just focusing, on delivery as a growth area. And so what they did this past quarter is they started experimenting with other things like delivering pet food and pharmacies, pharmaceuticals and small packages. So we'll see how it pans out. But this is their hedge, their bet that, hey, if this pandemic continues, well into, 2021, at least they'll be able to continue to deliver things when people don't want to move around.
Hello, Amazon startup. but there are some dark clouds out there, and I'm thinking DoorDash and Instacart. I mean, are they going up against those two now when it comes to food delivery?
Totally, yeah. And they have been for a while. This has been a fierce battleground. Food delivery was growing at a rapid pace even before the pandemic hit, and so this just accelerated that trend. And so, Uber, was looking to double down in markets where it thinks it could take a leadership position. It announced its intention to acquire Postmates, the LA area startup that was doing food delivery, and they announced their intention to acquire them for, I think it was $2.65 billion, just last month. So they're consolidating their position. But of course, that was only after they missed out on the opportunity to purchase Grubhub, which one of their biggest competitors,
yeah.
Amsterdam-based Just Eat, swooped in and acquired them, when conversations stalled between Uber and Grubhub. And so meanwhile, you still have Instacart and you've got DoorDash competing as well. It's going to continue to be a competitive environment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.